Or are we good?
It's on. Hello, and welcome to the Transient Wool Merchants. We're your hosts, Amy.
And Heather.
And we are coming to you live, well, sort of.
Live-ish.
From Disney's Boardwalk Villas in the Epcot Resort area here in Florida. Getting ready for our big Four Pearls trunk show.
I'm being rewarded for selling a lot of yarn at Maryland and Rhinebeck.
Yep. She slept on my dinette and helped us out in the booth. the dinette in my camper, not like at my house in our dining room. But she helped us out twice last year, both at Maryland and at Rhinebeck. We couldn't have done it without her, and I told her if we made it through it alive, we'd all go to Disney and celebrate in January when nobody was busy. And so
here we are. Woohoo! We've been to dinner and had beverage already.
We've had a couple adult beverages, and we have something special today on the podcast.
We do?
We have the gentleman with us.
Oh, yeah! Big Wainer BBQ and Scooter Paw the Shepherd Guy are here. And I think the cleaning cart just went by, so it was a little noisy there for a second. But they're here. Hey, say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Smart Alex all around.
That's why we love them. So, what are you knitting, Heather?
I am knitting, I think it's a scarfy. It's too long to be cow. It's a scarfy thingy. It's hand-spun. In kind of like a worsted weight from what the merino braid you gave me last year at Winchester when we went camping. I spun it in Montana and then finished it up when I got home. And then I had planned on it being kind of fluffy-ish. I'm not known for spinning fluffy yarn. It's not that I overply things, but I like a very firm yarn. I thought, oh, I'll make this squishy. Well, I got the ratio band in the wrong spot. It was 1-2 loose, so it's a little less plied than I would normally spin, but it's really, really super soft and squishy. So I'm forcing myself to knit this whole project in Continental because, well, I need to learn new things and that's how I roll. What are you knitting?
I'm still knitting my Atlantic Current socks by Melissa Sibley, the Amelia Bella socks. Out of that stuff that I don't know what it is, because I lost the tag in my stash over the last several years, but it is from Deep Stash. It was one of the first things I got, so feeling good about knitting that. And I'm just started the second clue on Kirsten Kapoor's Mystery Knit Along sock, Through the Loops Mystery Knit Along sock, out of my taupe Romney fingering. From my flock, and I'm getting ready to cast on another Lucky Seven hat.
You're obsessed with that hat.
I am, and the mittens. I thought I was going to get them done right after last podcast, but then I looked and I couldn't find the needle I needed, so.
Oh, well, I did knit in line today. I knitted Joelle from Wandering Wool.
Yep.
Who was super awesome and really, really nice. Her MCN sock yarn that I got at South in a really pretty green and kind of black colorway. Yep. Worked on that in December when we were here at Disney. I think my Disney sock. Maybe next year I'll have them done. By the way, do you follow her on Instagram? Joelle from Wandering Wool?
Yeah, I do.
Did you see her sock yarn blanket?
Yes.
OMG.
Gorgeous. Those were such small squares, and they were all different. Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah, that's like crazy pants.
Yeah.
Your wife has also had like 4 glasses of wine at this point, so big wine or BBQ hush.
The boys are sitting in the corner.
Talking smack about us.
Yeah, giggling.
They're being the Statler and Waldorf of the Transient Wool Merchants.
Pretty much. I'm going to nail you to the chairs, too.
He's going to be walking home to North Carolina.
That's why Scooter Pie is very quiet. He knows that's a long walk home.
So, yeah, Joelle's sock yarn blanket was Fabulous. Everyone's doing awesome stuff right now. Danny's got, like, crazy great bags she's making in the socks that I really like that I got the pattern for, and now I don't know what the pattern was.
Oh, yeah. And, well, I had stash enhancement this week as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my Desert Vista Dye Works Christmas sock yarn came in. I ordered it on the Black Friday sale, but she's just so busy that it takes, like, 5 weeks to get your stuff, but it's totally worth it.
It better be. That's kind of ridiculous.
Well, it was gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. So I got 3 different colorways, and I got it in sports so that they'll knit up faster.
I did have stash enhancement this week. We went to the yarn shop in Black Mountain, North Carolina, which is a really awesome shop, and they really support indie dyers.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Fable Fibers sock yarn in the colorway Asheville, and which is kind of a multi, it really looks a little bit like my Equinox colorway DK. And then I got Madeline Tosh in, I don't even know what color it was. It's like a dark plummy purple with like a black kind of wash over it. I think I want to put them together because I did not realize neither one of them has nylon in them, which means I can't knit socks out of them.
Oh.
Yeah, there's some rules
in my life. Wah, wah, wah.
So, but I got that, and that was really awesome. I think that's all that I got since we recorded last.
Well, I also picked up my Dreamin' Color January Club yarn.
You have Dreamin' Color Club?
Yep. There's.
I hate you.
It's just at my LYS. I just go and pick up the skein every month, and it comes with a pattern, and it's pretty cool. This month, I really, really like, because it's like, it's kind of like a Starry Night. It's really, really, really dark blue with silver sparkle, and it comes with a sock, with a, like a lace sock pattern.
Ah.
Yeah. I'm kind of digging that one.
Really hoping that I can knit for some personal enjoyment after this trip. We had a crash course in pattern writing the past 2 weeks.
God bless you.
Is the cat out of the bag yet?
I think it's time to let the cat out of the bag.
The trunk show is this Sunday at Four Pearls in Winter Haven, and
we've done a little collabo.
Yeah, we are combining. Amy has provided yarn from her flock, and it is Cordell.
Mm-hmm.
I
actually raised Cordell. Somebody actually asked me, and I should mention this, somebody actually asked me because they thought, like, some of my stuff was, like, commercial, and the rest was stuff that we raised. But no, I actually have a small flock of Cordells. And someday I'll tell you the story about why we have a small flock of Cordells. But anyways, we do raise our own Cordell.
So, Amy raised the sheep, and she sent 2 enormous bags of yarn home with me from SAF, I think.
Yep.
And she said, we need to do a kit. What can we do? And she wanted part of it natural colored weight, and part of it dyed.
A little bit of me, a little bit of you.
So I dyed some of it up, and we've got kind of a semi-solid. It's not really tonal. It's more of a semi-solid.
Yeah.
2 semi-solids paired with a beautiful cream color.
Mm-hmm.
3 skeins to the kit. And the kit, you can knit a cowl. It is a cowl that is braided. You knit the different strands and braid them and join them, and then knit some more strands and braid them and join them. And it makes a beautiful cowl, and you can do it 2 or 3 sections. You make it as big as you want, or you make it small. It's a very adjustable pattern. And we will have those at the Trunk Show at Four Pearls in Winter Haven on Sunday between 1 and 5. That's January 25th. And they come with the pattern and a project bag, but there's an extremely limited amount of them. When they're gone, we can take orders if you would like.
If this turns out to be well received, this may move forward as a Transient Wool Merchants joint production.
Right.
Or it may die slow and painful.
So if you hate it, let us know so we don't like waste any more time doing that.
Yeah, if you think it's yucky, please tell us. Or if there's a color you'd really like to see it in, please tell us, because we've racked our brains and kind of come up with some color combos.
They're kind of, some of them are different.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, that, the one I really, really love. The plum and gold.
Yeah, with cream.
With the cream, yeah.
I would almost knit the whole thing again just to knit that one.
It's yeah. Really pretty. The green's really pretty.
So I really like the green. I've been trying to dye that color green for a while, and I think it was the base color yarn that did it. Mm-hmm. So what else do we have at the trunk show other than suitcases full of yarn?
I have suitcases full of yarn. We brought a couple of our kits, our Primero hat, Rust Meter hat.
You flew down.
We flew down with four large suitcases full of yarn and a clean pair of underwear in my purse.
That sounds rather disgusting. I just have to
say. Hey, I will be wearing clean underwear.
That's a good plan.
Yeah.
Probably more than I needed to know, but that's also a good plan.
Well,
I drove down, and I've got, like, boo-koodles of yarn.
Boo-koodles.
Boo-koodles.
That's a new word.
Really?
That's a technical term.
Boo-koodles.
Boo-koodles.
Like buttloads.
Yeah.
We brought buttloads.
And Amy was kind enough to help kind of twist part of it into skeins, because it wasn't dry, and I had to leave home, and so normally I'm really, really picky, and after everything's dyed, I re-skein it so it's all nice and pretty. And part of it just didn't happen. It wasn't done. So we had a little bit of all the colorways is re-skeined in the sock yarn, but some of it is just kind of twisted and skeined and not overly perfect. But I've got sock yarn, I've got DK, I've got bulky, I've got lace, and I've got traveling companion kits, finally.
Which makes sense since we're traveling.
Yeah, yeah. And the kits come with a skein of sock yarn, a skein of lace weight yarn, stitch markers, and a project bag. The pattern is separate because it's a downloadable pattern. So you kind of got to go get that on your own.
Yep.
But I do have a sample
but
of that.
But it is a free pattern.
Actually, I don't think it is.
I thought it was.
A $4 pattern, yeah.
Okay, well, it's beautiful.
It's well worth it.
You need to post a picture of your
Yeah, the
sample.
Pattern's well written, too.
Well, that's good.
I will endorse the pattern.
Very, very good. We'll also have, with us, we brought all of the Kirsten Kapoor Through the Loop shawl samples that we've worked up in all of our lace fingering and sport weights. And so we'll have the yarns to make all of those as well.
I've got a sample of I guess you could call it an Outlander-inspired cowl. Everyone keeps coming into the booth going, I want to knit that cowl from that TV show, and it takes like 3 skeins of bulky yarn. Well, I knit one that was, you used 3 skeins held together, and it was enormous. I'm not a small person, and it was enormous. So I re-knit another one with 2 skeins of bulky held together, and it's perfect. So I've got that sample as well. Don't go to sleep on me.
Scooter Pie's like checking out.
The boys are having beverages number of.
They discovered the innocent gun this evening.
I think they're having like bourbon and diet something.
Bourbon and diet, I think. Yeah.
Black tooth grins.
They're looking rather relaxed.
They're very relaxed. I may have to, like, drag mine in by the beard.
I said they could sleep on my dinette, but, you know, they didn't take me up on that offer.
Yeah, that's a trip.
So, what else is going on? We recorded last week, and I've been face down in dye pot since then.
Well, I did put up a thread on our group saying, what do you want to hear about? And
apparently you're the most popular person ever, and I'm, like, boring.
Well, no, I just think the people who want to hear more about dyes haven't written anything down yet.
Yeah.
You got to remember, it's almost spring, so everybody's thinking about what's about to happen in my barn. It's about to go down. While we're away, our son is our farm sitter, and Drew takes really good care of our animals. And he has his big horse in there, so he spends a lot of time in the barn with his horse. And while he's in the barn with his horse, apparently he's looking at my sheep as well. Because this morning, first thing, he messaged me and said that he spotted some definite udders in the Cotswolds, and the Cotswolds are the first to go lambing-wise, and we could be lambing as early as February the 5th. That is, if Andy didn't court anyone and just got the job done.
My husband just snorted drink up his nose at that line.
Well, we bred everybody this year in kind of an order so that we didn't have like 150 lambs falling out all at the same time. Because that we've done that a couple of times, and it's been a little bit nuts. Because we usually have about 100 ewes. We have a big farm. Big farm for heritage breeds-wise, but small farm for sheep production. Most sheep farms have 300 to 500 sheep. We only have about 100, so that's small by sheep production standpoint, but most of our friends that have heritage and rare breeds have anywhere between 3 and probably I think the most our friends have would be 30 sheep. So we have a lot of sheep. But so we bred them this year so that part of them will go, and then about a month later, more of them will go, and then about a month later. So we'll be continuing to lamb pretty much from February until mid-May or so. So pretty much if you see us on the road at one of the festivals, if you ask, we probably have pictures of babies. Because, well, I can't stop taking pictures of baby lambs.
They're cute.
I'm not immune to the cute.
They are awfully cute. I have 2 dogs still.
They're a huge pain in the butt. Lots of them require special care and special treatment, especially with the heritage and rare breeds. They're not easy at all. But the Cotswolds and the Shetlands and half of the Leicester Longwools should go first. And, of course, when they lamb depends a lot on when they got bred, and when they got bred depends a lot on how warm it was in the fall, and we had a really warm fall, so it's very possible that they didn't cycle and get bred until much later in that 34-day window, because in case you ever have a trivia question that asks you, a sheep cycle is 17 days. So ideally you want to keep the ram in for 2 cycles so that everybody gets at least 2 shots at motherhood.
Lovely.
Yeah. So.
And when you discuss things like this at the dinner table at Disney, you get really funny looks.
Yeah.
Or really strange questions. Last night at dinner, we went to Rose and Crown at Epcot. Me and Amy and Scott. Wayne was coming in from Seattle, so he missed dinner. And
this was a trip.
Cheese plate. And one of the cheeses was Cotswold cheddar or something. And Amy asked the waitress, this very sweet girl, is the cheese made of Cotswolds or is it from Cotswolds? From Cotswold.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl looked at you like you were a sheep with 2 heads and was like, I don't know. Let me go ask about that. And she comes back a couple of times and she's like, I'm still working on your question. And she eventually comes back and goes, it's actually just named after the area. It's not made of sheep's milk and it's not made in the Cotswold area, was it? It was just named after that area, maybe.
I think it was in like the style of the cheese of the Cotswolds.
Yeah.
But I was playing with her because we had such a good time with her. Because you didn't mention, it turns out she was from the Orkney Islands, which we were all excited about because we've never met anybody from the Orkney Islands.
I don't even know where the Orkney Islands are. Well, I haven't heard of them.
We're going to play a little game of where in the world is the Orkney Islands later. But basically, they are teeny tiny islands off the coast of Scotland in the UK. And through my genealogical research that I've been doing over the last couple of years, I found out that part of my family is from the Orkney Islands. And so I've been kind of obsessed with it. And when we were with Deb Robeson in Seattle, last November, we, you know, learned a lot about the Shetland Islands, but then we also got into a discussion about the Orkneys and Fula and Fair Isle and all of the other islands off the coast of Scotland, which there are a ton of them, like headed toward the, like, the North Sea and, you know, that sort of area up toward the Scandinavian regions, I suppose you would call it. But anywho, it was just really, really cool to meet her, and she was just such a firecracker of a...
She was hilarious.
Yeah, she was a trip.
I don't know what prompted her to say, I forget what we were talking about, but she's like, yeah, if you shave my head, I'd look just like my brother if you put a wig on him. He would look just like me.
Oh, yeah.
It was a really good meal, and really, she was really funny.
Yeah. And that's always the trip about going to Disney, because, you know, all of the people working in the countries in Epcot are actually from the countries that they're working in. So we always have a good time. And I always ask bizarro questions of the people in the England part of Epcot, because, you know, most all of my breeds are UK breeds. So I think it's funny to just ask them questions about UK sheep breeds, because none of these kids have ever been to the country. I mean, I swear they've just, like,
they go to London. London,
yeah, go to London and, like, round them up in a tube station or something. Because they're like, Cotswolds? What? Who? Where? But no, I can totally forgive her for not knowing anything about the Cotswolds, because she's off on an island in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, that was super fun. Yeah, that was super fun. And excellent fish and chips.
I just knit a whole row backwards.
Oh, that was stupid.
I purled when I should have been knitting. That's how I ripped it out and fixed it.
Well, that was stupid.
I know.
Oh, my husband's woken up. He's asleep in a chair in the corner.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. You mentioning strange things in Disney. If you follow me on Instagram, Gershubi, I posted a picture today of some yarn at Disney World. The first person to tell me at the trunk show where that yarn is at Disney World on Sunday at Four Pearls in Winter Haven, I will give you a prize.
Oh my.
But you gotta come tell me in person where that picture was from, and you gotta be the first person to do it.
Gee, I don't even know about that picture.
Well, I'm not gonna tell you right now, I'll tell you later.
Okay. That was surprising. All right, well, I didn't do that, so I don't have a prize, so.
Your Shubi special. Come tell me.
Heather's super special.
This is my, what, 9th trip to Disney in 8 years? It's the first time I've seen it, and I'm pretty sure it's been there the whole time.
Oh. Huh. Well, now I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Because Disney's kind of yarn barren. I mean, you can go to Norway at Epcot, and they've got the Dale of Norway sweaters, but they don't have any Dale of Norway kits.
Well, that's...
They used to, like in the 80s.
That's why Scott and I ended up taking a yarn hop while we were here.
I really... I didn't bring any yarn with me. Okay, I brought like 350 skeins of yarn, but not like...
I have 200 pounds of yarn.
We have yarn. We don't delve into business stash for personal use, generally speaking.
No, I do have samples I need to make, but I don't want to knit that right now. I want to knit beautiful, colorful socks.
Yeah, I'd like to knit something for personal use. Maybe after this trip.
Maybe.
Next trip, next place that I'm going to be, Gershubi, will be at the One Stop Shop Up. At Lancaster, South Carolina, at the University of South Carolina Lancaster campus. That's February 28th. It's in the Fine Arts Building, and Big Wayner BBQ will be running the show by himself.
God help me.
God bless America.
I'm a piano teacher in my day job, but I have to go do piano teacher type stuff that day. So, Big Wayner is going to let me set everything up for him, and then he's going to go sell yarn. So, if you really want to make everybody's day on February 28th, go buy some yarn from the poor man, because You know, he's doing me a favor.
He's a good man.
He is. And he actually does a pretty good job selling yarn. Every time I leave the booth and leave him in charge, come back, it's full of women. I'm like, what are you doing in here?
It's the same with Scooter. It's the same with Scooter Pie. I just think it's, you know, I think his...
They feel sorry for him or something.
Well, I think they just want to pet his beard, but that's just me. Actually, I've come back to some women petting his beard. And I'm okay with that.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
No women better pet you, babe. I'm way meaner than she is. Hands off.
He's my Scooter Pie. But, oh gosh. Let's see. I don't go out again until March. I will be busy catching lambs with the Scooter Pie for the next
forever.
34 days. Yeah, until further notice, basically. Until they stop coming out. But this year should be a lot better than last year. Last year was horrendous. With that new flock of Corriedales that we had no background information on. That was not good.
So, we're actually on the road right now. We're at Disney World. And yep. We always talk about, oh, we ate here, we ate there. Where have we eaten since we got here? We'll give you a quick rundown of the food.
Scott and I went to Johnny's Hideaway, which is our very, very favorite place to go in Orlando. If you ever find yourself in Orlando and you go off property, Johnny's Hideaway in the Crossroads Center?
Crossroads.
It's like this little mini mall, scuzzy, strip mall-y kind of deal. There's like a Fuddruckers and a mini golf place. And then, like, the best restaurant we've gone to in Orlando. And, we always have such a good meal there. But they have, like, just little weird things. Like, when you first sit down, they bring you their fire and ice pickles, which are sweet, but have a little kick to them. They're sort of amazing.
And they gave us some in a to-go container, so... If you want some fire and ice pickles, we got some in the room.
Yeah, excellent. We do. We've been recording like 30 minutes, and the boys have drained their drinks and are on round two. Good thing we're in the room.
That's because for once in his life, Scooter has a drinking partner.
Oh, okay. So then last night, we went to Rose and Crown, which is in the Epcot Pavilion. To the England Pavilion at Epcot. You had fish and chips.
I did.
I started with Scotch egg, which is a hard-boiled egg. Yo, Drano, quit rattling the ice.
It's a hard-boiled egg.
Okay, so I had Scotch egg, which is a hard-boiled egg wrapped in sausage and then, like, panko breadcrumbs and, like, fried or smoked or something. It was really tasty. And then I had the shepherd's pie. Come on, it's for the transient wool merchants. Gotta have shepherd's pie.
Yes, and I just sat there cringing because...
It had lamb in it.
Yep.
It's like cannibalism.
Well, we don't eat lamb. That's like having a big old piece of friend.
Sorry, I like lamb.
And that's good that you do because, you know...
I'm supporting the other half of the industry here.
Yep.
And then I introduced you to cider in black, which is hard cider with a splash of blackcurrant juice.
Oh, my Lord, that was dangerous.
It was good stuff.
That was so good.
And then, let's see, today we went to the Mexico Pavilion. Mexico Pavilion? To what?
I think my husband just no-balls your husband for the amount of bourbon he put in his cocktail.
Man, he's got to walk all the way across the room, so, you know.
Anywho, today we had lunch at Mexico.
Yeah.
Which, the enchiladas with the...
Green sauce
are the greatest thing ever in the history of
with kind
enchiladas.
Of a bad margarita. Margarita's not very good.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of booze today.
I don't drink, and I've had a lot of booze today, because you're an enabler.
I am.
Oh, have a margarita with lunch. It's 11 a.m. I don't drink. Have a margarita. Okay.
It's Disney World.
Bring me one.
It's like 5 o'clock all the time.
Then tonight we had dinner at Narcoosie at the Grand Floridian. and we had wonderful, wonderful meals, but you turned me on to a new ice wine deal that I'd never had before. That
ice wine
pretty
is
spectacular.
Wine that's made from, I forget what kind of grapes it is now, but they are picked after the first frost and then pressed. So it does something to the sugars in them. You can get online and read about that.
It makes them awesome is what it does.
It's like a dessert wine.
Yes.
But it was super, super good. So let's see. We both had cheese plates, but you had yours for dessert, and I had mine for an appetizer.
Right.
And then we had filet and lobster. And then you had a cheese plate for dessert, and I had like a coconut chocolate creme brulee thingy.
Yep.
And
the boys also had filet and lobster.
Hard cider and wine and then ice wine, and I'm on my second glass of wine since we got back to the room. We should probably listen to this before we actually turn it loose on the world. But we're having a good time. We always go and visit when we're working.
Yeah.
You know, and then we're so dead tired after a show. It's no fun to visit. And you kind of stare at your plate and go, we have to get up at like 5 in the morning and tag more yarn to sell. Oh, we were going to talk about that. The unglamorous things we do at shows and in hotel rooms, like between times.
Oh, like last night when you whipped me into shape and made me skein all of your yarn while you finished our sample.
Yeah.
And
but
then
like,
tonight
that's...
when I got to go visit with my cousins that live in Florida while you sat in the room and tagged all of the yarn that I skeined last night so that you would have it ready for the show on Sunday.
You sound really, really together compared to me, but I really, really lost the whole month of December.
Well, I'm going to be really, really behind when I get home because while we've been here, all of my spring yarn has come back from the mill. So everything for the next show I'm about to do in March just rolled into, well, my son just put it away, just arrived on a UPS truck from the mill from being processed. And so I've got all of it to label and count and get ready for the next show. So yeah, that'll be super fun.
So sometimes things just don't get done until you're there, because when you're at the hotel or in the camper at night, there's not a lot else to do. So you can kind of put some stuff off, like putting labels on and tagging stuff, and you're like, I'll just do that after dinner.
Oh, every show we do, every evening, we are sitting in the camper bawling roving.
And I'm like, I'm not going to do this next show. Next show, I'm going to be super prepared and everything's going to be done. Has that happened yet, babe?
I'll still be balling roving.
You did pretty well this time around.
Well, I've been texting you nonstop going, 14 days, 9 days, 4 days.
4 hours.
Yeah, and
I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's pretty much your response is, no, shut up. So
it's my busy season. It's piano festival season. It's get ready for spring sheep and wool season. It's just busy right now. And we took time out to go on vacation because, we like to vacation.
And we do have some rather interesting developments since the last time we recorded. We're actually going to be doing 2 shows this year that we actually won't even be at. My son has decided that he's going on the road to do a couple of shows without us.
Really?
Because,
that's the first I've heard of that.
Yes. He turns 20 in May, and he's decided that he needs to be a member of the team and participate in the family business. So he will be doing Waynesburg Sheep and Wool and probably a show in the fall without us. So,
he's going to realize just how hard these shows are to do, but he'll never admit it when he gets home.
No. And so the moral of the story is, please be kind if the booth is being run by a tall blonde kid, because he's really trying.
Well,
bless his little heart.
We've only been doing this, it'll be 3 years in September, and I mean, you just got to get out there.
And when we started, I didn't spin, I didn't knit, and I didn't know the answers to any of those questions.
And I was standing there, down there with my friend that helped in my first show going, you know, I thought I was kind of in bad shape, but those people down there don't even knit, and they've got yarn.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember somebody came into our booth and said, you know, oh, how is your yarn prepared? And I'm like, well, we scrub it really good, and then they, you know, get it all lined up, and then they spin it up into yarn. And she's like, it's not superwash, is it? I'm like,
what's that definition again? Actually, I'll tell you somebody else who's...
It's washed really good, but I don't know what superwash is.
Carl,
but it's real clean.
Carl and Eileen from Bijou Basin, yep. You know, they're super successful. Neither one of them spins or knits. They know how to answer all the questions. They know all the information, but neither one of them does any of it.
Well, when we started this, I could, you know, tube a lamb and keep it alive. I could, you know, replace a prolapse and, you know, get everything through the pregnancy. But, I didn't know the answers to those yarn questions. I just thought I had pretty good wool and maybe somebody might like it.
I didn't even have yarn at my first show. I just had roving and maybe some bags, and I didn't have stitch markers then. Yeah. We've learned a lot.
It's been 3 years.
2.5. It'll be 3 in September.
That's crazy.
End of September.
That's crazy.
That is kind of crazy. I feel like a professional now. I feel like I could, like, give advice to, like, newbies.
Well, I don't. Not even a little bit.
Oh, you know me. I'm like, if I don't know it, I'll make the answer up, and if it's not nailed down, sell it. Because that's how we roll.
God bless America.
So, last call, trunk show on Sunday at Winter Haven, mentioning rolling. I really want to buy new trailer tires, so come buy yarn from me. I would really appreciate it. Because I want to go to my shows with no blowouts on the camper tires this year.
I'm just going to feed sheep.
Whatever. She's going to feed sheep. So come buy yarn from Amy so she can feed her sheep so they will keep growing beautiful wool.
And babies.
And babies. Baby sheeps. Lambs.
Yep. And then I'm going home and raise some babies.
And I'll probably just go back to North Carolina and dye some more yarn. That's about it.
I'm going to go back to Pennsylvania to just die.
Okay, well, we will see you guys on Sunday at Four Pearls in Winter Haven from 1 to 5.
See you soon. Oh, hey, real quick, if you guys could possibly go on iTunes and give us a star rating, write us a review, anything like that, it'll really help out the podcast. And don't forget to stop by the Ravelry group and tell us what you want to hear about on the podcast, because we really do read that, and we really aren't, we're not answering it on the board. We're going to try to answer your questions on the podcast. And real quick, I do not have a shop on the property at my farm. It's basically a biosecurity issue. And in order to keep all my heritage and rare breeds safe, I try to limit folks coming on the property. So lots of places you can find our yarn besides the shop on the property. And we will see you next week.
Check out Instagram. Interesting things happening there.
Yep, Gershubi and Ross Farm. And we will see you soon. Bye.